Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
I'm on, mate. I'm on. Good to go.
All right, we're in.
Talk over business
with Stylus and Double, and it feels a bit weird, this, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
it's the first time we're doing inter-county podcasting.
What can we call this? Because I feel like this is like a first of its kind, bro. You know,
it's almost like now we're on this. It feels like season two of Talk Over. We've done season one. It's not season two, but it's just what it feels like. And yeah, it is actually. It's kind of a bit weird being in my room. And you're not here, and you're in your room.
I feel like I'm about to be interrogated at like a phone interview of some sort, like for a job.
Well, the good thing is what we always talk about is the Friday night phone calls. So it's obviously just that. And to be fair, our phone calls are always better than our conversations in person. Anyway, I hope you don't take that personally.
I was just about to say, bro, that is a slight par, you know. it's actually true. Like, we have these conversations on the phone, and I feel like they just run a lot smoother, man, and like the conversation is just a bit. I don't know why that is, though. That's weird. That makes us sound like we're totally not friends.
Yeah, innit? I prefer it when you're not in the room. So anyway,
go on.
I had a couple messages, couple DMs here and there and that, and people asking, have we stopped the Talk Over podcast? Are we having a season break? And the answer for that is no. I did actually reply to these people, but for everyone else that's wondered why we've had a little bit of a gap, it's obviously Freshers Week happened. And Freshers Week for both of us was absolute madness, as it was for like a bunch of DJs. How many jobs did you do in a row for Freshers?
Bro, you just say Freshers Week and it was more like a Freshers Month over this way, bro. Honestly, mine's only just calmed down in the last couple, like the last week. I'm on death's doorstep, man. I think I did 25 bookings over 30 days.
Gangsta.
So, bro, I gotta be honest, man. Like, I've been in this a long time, and this year is probably my busiest.
Has it been your favorite Freshers?
Do you know what? It's been up there, man. Like, obviously, when you first start DJing and you first get active on the circuit and you get into Freshers and it's gas. Obviously, we've been in it a long time, so we know what to expect in it. But it's been up there, man. It's definitely been up there. Like, it's definitely been the most active Freshers that I've ever had. Anyway, like, it's literally been Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Like, a couple Sundays thrown in there, then some corporate stuff like has been thrown in the mix as well. Then obviously you're squeezing all your own content in between, and the shit's intense, mate. I'm not gonna lie, but not complaining, family. I'm not complaining. Hectic. What about it's yourself?
It's been my least favourite Freshers of my entire career.
Any promoters that book double, put your hands over your ears right now.
No, not even to do with the promoters, you know. There was one exception, I can say, one single night that stood out from the rest that actually is one of my favourite nights that I've DJed probably this year. And that was the show I did with Tory Lanez in Southampton.
Yeah, that was wavy.
That was just lit, brother. The whole night was amazing. The rest of Freshers, bro, they're a different breed this time around. The students are just... It's something I want to cover fully in like a whole episode, so just brush on it now. But like, they don't seem like they're out for partying anymore. It's literally just that 15-second turn-up for the Instagram story, and that's it. And then they're still again. And yeah, that's, brother, I've noticed it worse this year. Like, even worse this year. We're going to have to do a whole episode on it because I don't want to talk about it in depth right now. But, yeah.
The social media stuff is definitely killing it, man. This year, it's come through stronger than ever, innit? The Instagram, like, people trying to play up for the gram. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It is the worst I have ever seen it.
Well, we made it out alive, mate. We're all good.
And we're here. And you just flipping Mr. International over here. You just got back from Dubai yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before?
I got back Friday morning, man. So went out for a quick booking on Wednesday. Shout out to Devin. He's a DJ I knew from in the UK from time ago, and he's been out there. He went to Beirut like 7 years ago, then went to Dubai after like 3 years there. And yeah, he's still out there, man. So big up Devin. It was dope. Dope, man. Enjoyed it, bro. Bit of sun. Last bit of sun I'm probably going to get now. So
sick.
But fully back to the grind. Back on the talk over. Time to get active, mate. Back to business.
Yes. And for everyone that is watching and listening, we're going to start dropping more regular episodes now as well.
Yeah, we've been slacking.
It's not slacking. We've both been busy, and it's difficult to stay consistent. We've always said that we want this podcast visually to be the best quality that it can be, which is why we don't just rush a thing and just throw it out based on whatever. Like, a lot of time goes into the production and post-production and all of that stuff. So, but now we've got this new format where you're in Manchester and I'm down in Kent, and we can just chop it up. There's going to be a lot more regular podcasts. So I think the Wednesday night weekly drop is going to stop, and we're going to probably do more regular podcasts. That's the plan anyway.
Yeah, it's like when something pops off and I see it on social media and I'm like, yo, where's Double, man? we need to talk about this shit right now. Do you know what I mean? So like, this is our answer. This is the way we can get around it and make it work, man. So we're here, bruv. And there's a couple of things we could actually talk about today, to be fair.
Yes.
Obviously, Dave and Fredo currently sitting at number one in the charts with the Funky Friday, which is just kind of... Bro, do you know what? It's mad, yeah? It's the first number one record that I'm playing in the club and it's not getting the reaction, bro.
I am so glad that you said that, you know. I am, bro.
It's getting no reaction, bro.
I am so glad that you said it, because I've had exactly the same thing. So I got onto the record probably about a week ago now.
Same.
It got sent out and it literally has just gone stellar within a week. But, and this is the thing, like... Dave doesn't really make club music.
No, he doesn't.
With the exception of No Words, which for me was borderline club. I think first time I
heard
No Words... I
don't even think that was a club record. Gee, that wasn't a club record for me. Like, it was a radio hit that evolved into something... Like, it evolved into something bigger than it was, you know what I mean? Like,
100%. I mean, shouts to Steel Bangles. He obviously made the beat and, like, he's making a hell of a lot of club bangers and stuff. But yeah, I mean, No Words, I don't think it was intended to be a club banger, but it turned out that way. And obviously, I can still play it now and it gets a good reaction. But this record, it's weird. I like the song, but it's not got the club format. There's no like, yeah, there's a hook, but it's not like a super, super catchy hook. The song basically is like a hard rap record.
Yeah, I feel like there's not much formula to the record, man. Like, it's a half decent record. I'm not a massive fan of the tune. Like, I'll run it in the clubs, and I've been running it this week, and literally bar a couple man them in the rave. It's not like I don't know, man. It just seems flat. It just seems a bit flat, innit? So I can't put my face. And I feel like it's came out of nowhere as well. Like, it's came.
Absolutely.
Obviously, Dave's doing his thing. Fredo's been doing his thing, but I feel like Fredo's more still a little bit on the underground. I know he dropped Icarumba, and obviously the 100 record was a smash. But I just feel like this one's just came out of nowhere and it's literally hit the number one spot. And I can't figure out whether it's because they got mad following or they've put it out in a gap where the chart ain't really popping like that. Do you know what I mean? So they've had an easier running. I don't even want to downplay what they've done. Because it sounds like I'm semi-hating on it, and that's not the case at all.
Yeah.
But it's just the way they just hit number one so clean and quick out of nowhere, bro. It's sick, but it's a bit mad at the same time.
You know what? It's not the best UK rap tune out. And by that, that's not me saying it's a crap tune. I like the song, but it's not the best song out. Giggs has better records than that never went to number one.
100.
I think they dropped it. They dropped it time-wise was quite clever, because it wasn't... I can't really think of anything like no one else was dominating the timeline or anything like that. Again, you know what it is? Social media and streams. That's exactly how it got to number one. And by doing it so quick, I think the reason it's not connecting in the clubs is because it's actually the younger audience that has propelled it to that place. The people
that
are
streaming.
Yeah,
it's definitely the youngest. Yeah, it's the youngest, man.
Like 80, you're looking 18 to 25-year-olds are in the clubs, and I think it's the people younger than 18 that are streaming it and giving it all these counts that are pushing it up the charts. So I think for me, that's why it's not connecting in the clubs as well, because the slightly older audience aren't listening to it right now.
Yeah, but I've been playing to a younger, actually, yeah, to be fair, last night the crowd wasn't really that on that vibes, but Friday, like it's a younger crowd, man, spotting Liverpool.
Yeah, but I'm talking like 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh, you're talking like the kids. Okay.
I'm talking specifically like a very young crowd, because that's who is listening to this song. As soon as it drops, they're the ones who are already on social media to catch all the notifications and that. Do you know what I mean? Like, older people, they've got jobs. So like in a Monday to Friday in the daytime, they're not on social media and Spotify and all of that stuff. Like that, do you know what I mean? And yeah, you got to think, remember back in the day in school, like sitting, I don't know if you ever did this, but sitting on the bus and sharing headphones, or like Bluetoothing, or even infrareding songs to people.
That's infrared, you know, them old school Nokias in that.
Yeah, you remember that. But yeah, that's how you used to share music. Well, now, boom, it's one link in a WhatsApp group. And if you're in school, everyone's talking about it and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's how the song has just, it's become an epidemic super quick and super fast. It's managed to,
yeah, the way music can travel so fast now, man.
Yeah,
like the game goes back, has changed goes forever back, bro, our, the game goes, has changed, oh, forever, yeah,
permanently. But it goes, man, back to our conversation we had before about the way that streaming affects the charts and how it should be changed. Because I mean, again, like, it properly sounds like I'm hating on the record. I'm not hating on this record. I like it. And it is a massive thing for UK rap music. The fact that we just got a number one in the top.
I don't think we realise how big it actually is. Like, going forward, like a rap collabo of a song that doesn't really have that normal chart formula.
There's no format, bro.
There's no format to it. Like, and it's hard bars, beat. Like, it's it's relatively unheard of, man. Like, it has been unheard of.
Yeah.
It's quite bonkers, man. Austin, yeah, from Spotify, he was tweeting about it. How many days? 4.1 million streams up until Thursday night.
Only 4.1,
and he put, that's roughly the same amount of streams that Michael Jackson and the Beatles clocked up in the UK combined this week.
Wow, that's mad. But again, it goes to show the demographic, because the younger people are not listening to the Beatles and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? So that's like, true.
I think the youngers are more engaged in Spotify and stuff as well, bro. You know, like,
yeah,
are the elders 100%. Really tapping into these streaming platforms like that? Like, if I went to my dad about Spotify and shit, bro, he'd be like, "What are you talking about? You won't even." My dad probably don't even know what Spotify is.
Yeah, see, the difference is my mum does. My dad doesn't use Spotify, but my mum does. So she, I don't know if you remember me telling you that she actually messaged me one time and said, "Oh, I've just put Future Mask Off in my favourites."
Yes,
to play the future, like,
yes, Mumsy.
And she loves Stormzy as well, innit? But yeah, she's my mum's big on Spotify. She actually has Apple Music as well.
Yo, tell her to follow my playlist.
Yeah, actually, she doesn't even follow mine.
Safe.
But yeah, it is. You know what? It is crazy, and it's like, I feel like a lot of the time, songs that are big on charts, big with chart success, and songs that are big online, are not for the club. So yeah, I'm kind of wondering if maybe this is just one of those songs. Am I trying to force it into my club sets because of how much of a historic song it is? Am I just trying to force it in and make it work? Maybe we shouldn't play it in the club. Maybe it's not, because it's such a laid back tempo, it's such a laid back flow. There's not really any parts where you can just cut the music and everyone sings it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's not high energy like that, innit? It's not that kind
there's
of record.
No, yeah. There's no mosh pit parts to it or anything. And like, even for people to turn around and say, oh yeah, but the tempo's too slow. Well, Post Malone, Congratulations, is even slower, but still mosh pits happen to that song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, but that's like, got like the big, it's got the big hook on it, man. Like, do you know what I mean? It's,
exactly. It builds up to the drop.
I got to be honest, right? If this record didn't hit the number one or whatever, and it wasn't like in the public eye the way it is now, I probably... there's a high chance that I wouldn't play that in my sets.
Yeah.
And it sounds like I'm hating again, but it's not. I don't mind the record. It's like you just said, the conversation of, is it a club thing? Yeah. Like, is it might be completely different. It might just be the crowds I'm playing to, or it's just not got to that level yet where it's killing. Don't get me wrong, there was a couple of man in the rave getting down to it, but when a record hits number one, it's normally the record that you can play at any time of the night and man will pop off and everyone's singing the words, you know what I mean? This is a new 100%. This is a new kind of number one record that's never been seen.
Requests as well, man. I haven't had a single person request the song yet, but it's number one.
One. I've had one, and it was a chick. A girl, right, a female. Okay. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a good look, though, like you say, for UK music going forward. Like, the mold's been broken now, and I've seen a lot of artists tweeting about it.
I like Dave as an artist, man. I mean, if you listen to his Game Over EP, like, the music that he has on there, one in particular is the... I can't remember what it's called. Is it called Questions? Where he talks the questions for the Prime Minister. I don't remember.
Yeah, Question Time.
Question Time, that's the one.
Hard. Clever record, man.
But, bruv, the fact that an artist that young can make a song, firstly, make a song that long that I want to listen to all the way, but on that topic as well, like, I really like Dave as an artist because he just seems like... He seems switched on. He's the type of artist in the UK scene that I actually want to win. Do you know what I mean? Because of the message that he's carrying and the way he is about the whole thing.
Yeah, 100,
I really
man.
Do want to see him win. So, I
didn't expect the Fredo collaboration. I didn't expect that collaboration. Like, I think
they've done music before. They've done a song or two before together.
Okay. But.
But yeah, it just dropped out of nowhere, man. It just dropped out of nowhere.
Crazy.
They got some cool fish. Did you ever see the video?
I've seen snippets of it, man. I gotta be honest, bro. I've not even had chance to check the video, bro.
That's the thing.
I've been that busy, or I've just been plugged in through Twitter, social media. We're recording this on a Sunday night at 9:05. Man's been in Dubai all week, gigs every night. Come back, and I've been in the club since I got back. So yeah, I'm out the loop, man. I'm gonna plug in tonight.
It's cool. It's a cool video. It's not like super high budget, but it's not like some dead hood video either.
The clips that I've seen, it looks clean, like shot very well. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, the editing behind it, and whoever's directed the video, has done a very good job of it, man. It's a high quality. When I say it doesn't look high budget, I don't mean it doesn't look high quality. It's just not like they haven't flown off to some mad country and got like 500 people in the video. There's just a couple girls, Dave and Fredo, basically, a couple cars and some costume changes and a mansion.
The song, I tell you what, them man must have celebrated so hard on Friday, because every time I go on Fredo's Instagram, my man's just in Harrods, bro.
But he was like that anyway.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So imagine now.
Anyway, he's a money man, innit?
Man's got to number one now, bro. Like, do you know what I mean? It would have been a funky Friday, mate. I'm telling you that. Mad thing.
I'd be interested to know everyone else's opinion on whether it's been working in their club sets.
Yeah, 100%, man. If there's any DJs watching this, like, hit us in the comments, innit? Like, let us know. Like, it goes off area as well, because I reckon, like, down in central London, I bet this shit's fully popping. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
It goes off. It's areas, isn't it? Like, it's a regional thing, man. Like, some areas will pick up on it later than others, man. And obviously, it's had its boosts from... It got playlisted on some of the biggest playlists on Spotify. So obviously, that gives it the little peg up, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I think I'm just looking. I'm on Austin's page now. If you don't know who Austin is, he's the playlist editor, or what's his job role there again?
Oh, you
is
know it? What his job
head of,
his job
head of shows head of shows yes. and editorial for the UK. I think his job role is. So yeah, he tweeted saying, "We know some rap songs can fly and then burn quickly. So the question was, could Funky Friday keep up the pace? Could it stream 100k, 200k, 300k a day? Without going into too much detail, let's just say that they passed that with flying colours. So." Do you know what I mean? It's getting more than 400,000 streams a day when it first dropped, bro. Then the playlists pump it. Like, I'd love to know what the numbers are now.
Yeah.
On it. I'd love to know.
Crazy. Hey, do you think playlists on Spotify would one day replace the importance of radio shows? Because you see in the past how an artist, it would be so important for them to get their song on, say, Westwood's show, because he's the rap guy for the UK. I don't think it's that, I'm not talking now specifically in Westwood, but I don't think it's that important anymore. Like, someone was saying to me the other day, certain influencers on Spotify are getting paid by the labels or getting paid by artists to put their songs into a playlist because they know that's how they can rack up the views.
It helps for the PRS.
But yeah, but if you've got like if you have like a trusted playlist where people know, yeah, you can actually bust a song from a track from a playlist.
Like, yeah. But these playlists are powerful on Spotify now, you know, like.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bonkers, man. Like, if you. My boy Tyreezy had a track in Manny called Vacation, and, like, that was one of his first singles. He'd only been doing music 6 months. And then, like, the Afrobeat playlist picked him up, and one or two of the other, like, UK playlists picked him up. And he signed a 2-track deal within 6 months, bro. So it's like. That's what I'm saying. Like, the tools are there now to just do this thing.
Yeah.
Regardless,
that answers my question. He's managed to do that without getting any national radio play whatsoever.
Without none of
just
that
on Spotify.
Exactly, crazy. Man.
Talking of national radio, this is another thing that's switched up since we last spoke. The radio landscape.
Oh shit! Yo, I tweeted. I was like, yo, it's radio transfer deadline day, man.
Yes, I don't even watch football, but I'm like, yo, so. Yes, yeah, so, right, okay, the most shocking thing for me was like, okay, Semtex announced that he's leaving Friday nights on Radio 1. So I was like, okay, well, I know he's in with Spotify. I know he's doing the interviews for Spotify, the Who We Be talks and stuff. So, okay, that makes a sensible move for him. And then the next thing, Charlie Slough leaves the BBC or announces that he's leaving the BBC.
That was a double whammy for the Biebs, wasn't it?
And it's like, whoa. But then obviously Kenny Allstar, who's been doing the residency, has been given Semtex's slot on a Friday night. Not only that, obviously Nadia J has now been announced that she's going to be a new resident.
Yo, big up so Nadia, like, man. Big up Nadia.
Shouts, massive achievement, man. And then just to spin you on your head completely, Semtex announces that he's going to be on Capital Extra. Bro, I did not see that coming.
I shouldn't even laugh, but like the Charlie thing, I seen that coming, yeah, but
really?
He's only had his
Radio 1 show for like.
I didn't see him leaving the. What, I didn't see months? not the leaving the BBC bit, but when he said that he was off, I just knew that Apple was where he was gonna go. Like, I just
Has he announced that yet?
He's not announced it, but I think a lot of industry articles have published stuff on it, and he posted a picture, and he was like, eating, people eating talk blah apple. Blah, and he's biting an apple, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
You may as well just hold the side up.
it makes the most sense for him to go to Beats One. I feel like that's the only upgrade from Radio One. And
I'm gonna say something.
Well, if you look behind the scenes of it as well, one of the head guys at Beats One used to be at Radio at the BBC. And who else? I think, was it Ben Cooper? I can't remember the name, but there was a name of someone else who in One Extra was quite important. And
yeah, Ben Cooper was the guy at the top. I mean, Ray was there back in the day, innit? So.
And has he moved to Apple Music or Beats One now?
I'm not even sure, you know.
I don't remember if it was Ben. That's why I don't want to say specifically that it was him. But another person quite high ranking at the BBC moved over. And obviously Zane Lowe was poached and he got taken over. And there's a couple other key people from the BBC now work at Apple Music and Beats One. So it would make the most sense for Charlie to go over there, especially if he's got friends in the building already.
I was thinking the other day, bro, like, is it a step up? Like, how many people listen? How many people listen to these?
This is the thing.
I gotta be honest, bro. I ain't never listened to Up to Beats Radio. I've listened to some Selection stuff and that.
Brother, I don't know how to listen to Beats One.
you have to be subscribed to Apple. Like, you can't just check in like that. So, right, okay, instantly, so you get out the loop if you're not with Apple.
Okay, yeah, but if you break it down like that, though, Apple Music have 50 million subscribers. Radio One doesn't have 50 million listeners.
Yeah, but Radio One has a demographic. Them 50 million subscribers could be anyone, man like jazz, man like hip hop, guys like rock.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, not every man's going to check that. So you can't break, like, it's hard to break it down. I'd love to know what the listening numbers are.
But I mean, the other
Unless
thing,
Charlie wants to go there and he's like, I'm going to build this thing Take Five in the booth over there, and
well, you know, so Charlie owns the rights. So I read Charlie owns the rights to Fire in the Booth. So Fire in the Booth will be going with him because it was his thing. So I think that's a smart move.
So he leased it back to the BBC.
Yeah, he licensed it. He licensed it to the BBC to use, basically.
Powers.
So very, very smart.
Yeah, the Semtex thing is a bit mad. Like, he's obviously been doing that time slot film. From early, yeah. Bro. Like, even from, like, from, I swear he was on there from, bro, when it launched, didn't it? He was there from the beginning.
Yeah, I think he was the first DJ to be signed to One Extra.
That's crazy. And now he's doing the same time slot over on Capital.
Mad.
Yo, Clash. My man's a guy. Yo, I'm Clash. Sound Clash.
You know what? Kenny All-Star and Semtex are two completely different DJs, man.
100. Like, 100.
If I want to listen to real, what I consider real hip hop, and if I want to listen to like some throwbacks as well, and if I want to have like good interviews to listen to and stuff, I'm going to listen to Semtex. But if I want to listen to like more street stuff and more like UK things and more current, but what's happening just in the UK, that's where I'm going to Kenny All-Star. Do you know what I mean? So like,
they're
two. And I read actually a statement that Kenny said he's not going to try and copy what Semtex did. He's coming with his own show, with his own style. So I think
Kenny's got his own style anyway, isn't it? Like, Kenny's definitely he's got his own style. Like, his I didn't get a chance to listen on Friday. That was, I think his first show was Friday. I'm gonna listen back, but yeah, Kenny's been plugged in from early, man. Like, he's gonna hold that spot nicely. Big up Kenny All-Star as well, man.
Most definitely. He's a good dude as well, man. Like, he's a good guy, Kenny All-Star.
I've met him once, but we've connected on socials many times over the years. Like, we chat and that, so we know of each other's moves. So fair play, man. Right, they just need to give me and you a show now, innit? And then we're nice.
We don't need them guys, man. We've got Talk Over Podcast.
You get. But, in fact, it's an interesting one because these stations are now tapping into the podcast. Like, obviously, the Receipts podcast is like three girls from down south. They've been doing that a couple of years. They've just had a podcast residency on One Extra. And now the Three Shots of Tequila podcast is on there. Doing like a podcast residency. So like, they're seeing the power that we're generating through this kind of platform. Obviously, podcasting is so popular now. Like, the radio, what a slice of that too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you guys watching Talk Over Podcast, my Don.
Yes. £1,000 per episode.
£1,000. That's just for each. That's just for what I was going to say. That's just for half of us. Get me. Nah, it's all good, man. Like, it's good to see the involvement. Everyone's moving forward, man. And I feel like the changes were semi-needed. Like, freshen shit up a little bit, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, 100%, man. Shakes everything up a bit. And not to mention the biggest announcement of all, I also left my radio show, which I've been doing for 7 years.
Double's out of the game.
I'm not out of the game. I'm in the new game. I'm now taking YouTube full time. So
sick, man. Yeah. Now I feel like that's your lane, bro. Like this one-on-one interview stuff. Like, guys, if you're watching, and you're not plugged into Double's interviews. I don't watch many interviews, but like you're one of the people's interviews that I do watch. And like, that's talking about everyone in the world that does these interviews. There's only two or three people I mess with. And I do watch your shit, bro. Like, the way you prepare your stuff and like you get your info. Some people go into these interviews and they don't even do the, like, I see man not even researching stuff.
Like, don't get me started.
I've not been on radio for three. I've not even been on radio for 3 years, man. But like, it's a pet hate. You can't, like, and you're just on your A game with that stuff, mate. So I hope it works out for you, my G. All the best with it.
Yeah. See how it goes, man.